from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Grady Jarrett, Atlanta Falcon. Atlanta Falcons have a preseason game tonight.
Yes.
Grady Jarrett's an Atlanta Falcon.
He is.
Do you think he'll play?
Hell no.
Oh, here's what Grady said about that question.
Friday, take care of yourself. However go, you know I'll be ready.
So that was a hell no, but yeah. To the media.
No, Grady going to come out there warm-ups. Yeah, this is the game where you don't get no tape or nothing. But you got to go out there and warm up so you barely buck your shoulder pads up.
He'll put shoulder pads on?
Yeah, he'll go out there for warm up and stuff. And then, because they still have this rule where you're supposed to keep your pads on if you're on the sideline, if you're not in street clothes.
Oh, really?
We used to take our jerseys off and take shoulder pads off. But I don't know how they do it now. But no, yeah. Okay, warm up's over. Let me throw some shorts on and a t-shirt.
Get a little water.
Cap.
Hang out over
sunflower
here.
Seeds.
He'll probably do an interview on the sideline.
Yeah.
He's a candidate for one of those sideline interviews.
Yeah, Shock could be down there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, tight shirt Shock.
Yeah, tight shirt Shock.
He
in Miami. Yeah, oh, I'm in Miami.
Oh, yes. Medium Shock could be doing all the extra crunches today and all the extra
shirt
curls.
Button all the way down.
Oh, South Beach Shock. All right. So they'll probably interview Grady in-game. I bet they'll interview Kirk Cousins in-game.
Yes.
Who else? Pitts, maybe?
Pitts. I mean, all the usual suspects as far as big-name guys.
Jesse Bates?
I'm sure they're all going to get
because they do like one a quarter, right, in these preseason games?
Kurt is a definite.
Yeah.
Maybe Bijan, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. That's a good one.
They're going to get all these
all
guys
that won't play today.
Yeah, pretty much.
All guys that you're not going to see on the field. You will see Michael Penix. That'll be a lot of fun. Don't know how much. We were kind of talking through it at the beginning of the show, and I was talking myself into less and less snaps. When I walked in it, I was like, play him a half. Play him the whole game. And I was like, wait a minute. Who's he going to be playing behind? Got to think about that. Don't want to get him hurt.
No.
So I bet he plays into the second quarter.
Probably.
But.
Who's going to play after him?
Heinicke.
Okay. I was thinking.
They only got two other guys.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Because I think they're trying to trade Heinicke.
Yeah, so I think play him.
You gotta don't showcase play him. Him. I get hurt.
You got to showcase
He's
that,
a
man.
Backup quarterback. You know what he can do. He's a backup damn quarterback.
Nathan Rourke will probably play a lot.
I would let him play. Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, let him play. Let him play. Don't let Tyler, because Heidi going out there with the threes probably.
The threes, yeah.
Yeah, don't let him get hurt out there with them threes, and you can't trade him.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
You probably see a lot of Carlos Washington running the football tonight. You probably see Casey Washington maybe making some catches.
I forgot they got all these damn Washingtons.
They got a lot of Washingtons. I think there's also a James Washington.
Looking at this off.
And they got a bunch of guys from Washington.
I'm looking at this.
And I'm from Washington.
You look at that. Offensively, we were talking about some of the receivers. I think outside of the top three.
Leading receiver tonight will be Chris Blair.
You think Chris Blair?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just thinking of guys that are going to play.
We got
leading rusher tonight will be Carlos Washington.
I think Casey Washington will be the leading receiver.
Okay.
Yeah, Casey Washington. I give it to Casey.
Leading tackler? You know who the leading tackler is going to be.
You know.
JD Bertrand. Friend of the program.
Tongue is going to be hanging out of his mouth.
Oh, he's going to play a lot.
Because he's going to play a whole lot.
He might play the whole game.
Yes, he might play the whole game.
And he plays on special teams.
Yeah, he's probably going to play more than anybody.
Probably.
Yeah, he's probably going to play. But I want to see these defensive linemen. I want to see Harrison because he's going to play tonight. I want to see Ebikadi. He's going to play tonight. Malone, I want to see him play. Aurora, these guys are going to play tonight. Trice, we don't know what his situation as far as him being sick. Want to see him play tonight.
Anybody here? Was it like just the flu or something like that? Some kind
I don't
of
know. I have no clue.
Random.
I have no clue. These are the guys that I want to see. I want to see that defensive line because those guys who play tonight on that defensive line are going to be the most, out of all the people that play tonight, are probably going to be the most impactful on the season.
Yes, 100%. Yes. Those are guys that are actually on the team week one against the Steelers trying to get to either Russell Wilson or Justin Fields.
Right.
I'm also interested just to see if they show at all what their plan is in the kick return game, just because it's going to be different.
Right.
Let's see if Youngway is kicking little squibbers, if he's worked on his knuckleballs, that kind of stuff.
They might do all of them.
Pinion might actually do it too because he's big. Like he's a bigger guy. Like,
oh, yeah, because Youngway's small as
hell.
Remember
we asked him when we had him on? We're like, hey, you been working on your tackling? And he was like, nope.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, and Youngway.
Not big.
He's not a big guy.
He's got four tackles in his career.
I mean, that's more than a
lot.
Which
is more than most.
Yeah, more than a lot, though.
Yeah, Pinion's like 6'5", though.
He's a big dude, man.
Did you see the punter last night for the Panthers, Johnny Hecker, knocked the guy out of bounds and gave him the you're too small?
Yes. And you know what somebody should have did? Ran up on his ass and just straight de-cleaved him.
He was a lot bigger than the guy that he hit.
But I'm just saying, sit your ass down. Punter.
Johnny Hecker.
Punter.
State championship quarterback in high school.
And he ended up being a punter.
Yeah, all-pro punter.
He's very good.
He's very good. I'm friends with his brother. So I'm repping for Johnny Hecker. Yeah, he's from Seattle.
Oh, I didn't know.
Why would you? Yeah. No reason to know that.
Okay.
He was an excellent punter at Oregon State.
Okay, well, my bad. My bad talking about your mans like that.
That's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. He is, in fact, still a punter.
He's your mans, though.
But, yeah, he used to play men's league basketball with his brother. His brother was a tight end in college, played basketball a bit like you would play the tight end position.
Rough.
It's kind of fun to play with him.
Rough.
A lot of rebounds.
Yeah, rough and rugged, man.
We owned the glass in that men's league.
Men's league.
You get rebounds, I shoot threes.
Is there a dunking allowed in men's league?
It's allowed.
Because I remember back in the day, like, church league won't let you dunk.
Zach Hecker could dunk.
Mm-hmm.
He'd drop step on you.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, church league.
No, you could dunk. You could dunk.
Mm-mm, they won't let you dunk in church league.
That's why I never did.
I know. I know. You didn't
I didn't know we were allowed.
You are a rule follower.
I didn't know we were allowed. Yeah. Dang it. I wish they would have told me before the game.
You're a rule follower, so you don't dunk.
I stay outside the three-point line for the most part, if I can help it.
You a sharpshooter?
Except on fast break.
Were you a sharpshooter?
No, I'm just more of an analytics guy.
What the hell does that mean?
Threes and layups, Randy. Okay. High percentage.
Okay.
I just don't want to get fouled. Don't touch me. I'm 33 years old.
Oh, so this is
I got
recent.
Nothing to prove. Yeah. Yeah. You got to get the cardio in.
I would
keep that heart healthy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.